Welcome to Hot Topics in Education with the Learning Partnership. In this podcast series, the Policy and Knowledge Mobilization team will explore current trends in public education.
Hi, I'm Albert Koh, and I'll be your host in this iteration of the Hot Topics in Education podcast. For today's podcast, we're going to talk about the importance of safety in experiential learning. Why is it important? How to be safe and best practices? For that, we'll be talking to Les Simonthy, who is here from the Technical Standards and Safety Authority here in Toronto. Hello, Les. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
Thanks for participating in this podcast. I know the Technical Standards and Safety Authority, they won this year's Canada's Outstanding Employers Award for Take Your Kids to Work Day, one of 15. So as part of that podcast series that we're hosting, we'd like to hear from some of the winners and some of the outstanding practices that they've been doing. So thank you, and maybe you can start with giving us a background of yourself and the TSSA.
Oh, sure. Sounds good. Okay, so my name is Les Simonthy, like we talked about, and I'm a Class A elevator mechanic in Ontario. I have been an elevator and amusement ride inspector for over 20 years now with Technical Standards and Safety Authority. So I go anywhere you'd see an elevator, escalator, or an amusement ride set up, and we do actual physical safety inspections on them. Some of my first jobs were in the restaurant industry as a cook. From there, I worked as an industrial electrician and then an elevator mechanic. So now the company I work for now, the Technical Standards and Safety Authority, or TSSA, we've been around since 1997. I was there when we started the company, actually. The Ontario government, they wanted a more efficient way to deliver public safety in certain areas, and we were born out of that concept. So now we deliver public safety services on behalf of the Ontario government. And if I can just explain a little bit about that before we go on.
Sure. Go ahead.
So one of the areas we cover is boilers, pressure vessels, and operating engineers. So you'll find these in factories and power plants, refineries. A lot of apartment buildings will have them for their heating sources. So we do field inspections on those and engineering reviews. And then my area is the elevating devices, amusement devices, and ski lifts. So we actually, anywhere elevators or escalators are found, we'll be there looking at those. Amusement rides, the fixed parks, you're pretty familiar with some of the major fixed parks we have in the province.
Mm-hmm.
We also go around to the traveling shows, and this also includes water slides and go-kart tracks. And if you ever see the inflatable devices, we're also responsible for those. And in the ski hills, we inspect everything there from the magic carpet ride on their bunny hill to the high-speed multi-person chairlift that kicks you out at the top pretty quick. So we also have the fuel safety department. They inspect gas stations and propane, natural gas, anywhere fuels are burned or serviced or distributed. And one last division we have is the upholstered and stuffed articles. So these people, they look at mattresses, pillows, the stuffies your kids play with, your coats. So these guys actually go to the different stores around the province and they'll pull stuff right off the shelf and they take it in and do testing on it to ensure that people haven't put bad stuff in it, toxic things or other gross stuff in them. So on doing all that, we are a not-for-profit organization and we're based out of Toronto and we have over 380 people that do that. So yeah, thanks.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So definitely, you have you and your organization have a wealth of expertise in terms of this topic. So I think our listeners are in for a treat, and I think I'll proceed with the next question. And it's in terms of what we've noticed is that that giving students more opportunities to engage in experiential or work integrated learning is becoming a national priority. It's becoming more of a an opportunity to expose students to the world of work. So why do you think that's the case?
There's no substitute for hands-on experience, honestly. So I'm looking into a co-op term for my own high school age daughter. She's been interested in that. And so at the co-op meeting, the first meeting with the parents, has explained to me that the reason for a co-op term or this kind of experiential learning is to give a person some real world experience in a field they might be interested to. Then after that co-op term, they can know if they really want to pursue that course or not. That might not be for them after all, or maybe it is.
Oh, that's an excellent point. I mean, like you most likely have to experience something in order to know if you like it. And there's no substitute for hands-on experience. I mean, it's you just got to see it and try it in order to know if it's something that you might be interested in the future.
Walk in the shoes, yeah.
Yeah. So can you talk about some of the experiential learning programs that the TSSA engages in? I mean, like Take Our Kids to Work Day, obviously. I mean, you guys are a winner. So are there any other programs that you might have?
Well, that is a big one, and I will come back to that. But one of the things we do is we sponsor the Career Exploration Showcase. That's in conjunction with the Skills Ontario competition in Toronto. So what this is, it's a skilled trades, technology-based, hands-on, interactive career show. This gives the opportunity for young people to come out and check some stuff out, put their hands on it, try some career opportunities in the skilled trades and technology. So a lot of people aren't exposed to that, honestly. It's an academic world in some cases. Our own Take Your Kid to Work Day program. So honestly, I think we have one of the best programs in the world going on right now, if I may, even in Ontario. So we started out pretty small a few years ago and just having a few kids along. It's gotten bigger and better every year. Our senior management, they've seen a value in the program and they put somebody in charge of doing this. So they put a person named Tracy in charge. So Tracy's taken the program to the next level, honestly. Tracy, if you're listening, way to go. Tracy and her Take Your Kid to Work Day team, Take Your Kid to Work Day team, really engage the kids at our head office. So they have a little scavenge hunt that breaks the ice for the kids because we have quite a few kids come out and the first time they're meeting each other. And honestly, they have it's good to break the ice early and get them interacting and mixing with each other because they're complete strangers when they get there. So the scavenger hunt takes the kids around our office and they get to meet some of the people and see what they're doing. And then they get exposed to what it would be like to work as an engineer or an admin assistant or work in the finance or legal department. So like I said, every year we get bigger and better. And this year we had the kids make a safety video message with our own in-house video guru and green room master Greg. So once all that's done, that takes the morning. And then I get to take them out in the field and show them a little bit about what I do in the out in the world and the inspection side of things. So I take them behind the scenes of an elevator. We take them to a machine room, show them about how it works, talk about how we inspect it. We talk about escalators, how they work, and how to ride them safely. We look at an amusement park, check out some of the rides there, and try them out even. So there's so much stuff that goes on that you can't even talk about it all. But I do know one other thing, that we open the program up to kids who are friends of or related to TSSA employees. Not all parents of a company offer this program, and we do really do a good job of it. So I've actually had my own nieces and nephews. Both my kids have been through it, the program, and I know they've loved it.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's been a great program.
Yeah, I know. I got a chance to look at some of the safety moments you mentioned, and they were very impressive, getting kids to talk about the safety lessons they learned throughout the day.
Yeah, that's right. You know, honestly, being a public education is really a large part of being a modern-day safety regulator. So if you ever go to amusement parks or a ski hill, you'll see us at your major hardware chain stores. We have booths set up, talk about barbecue safety, propane safety, ride safety, skiing safety, how to operate the chairlifts and put your bars down. So we're educating all the time.
Amazing. So, I mean, like on the issue of safety, can you talk about like how important it is, do you think, is the integration of safety into running these type of experiential learning programs?
Yeah, I think it's it's very important, obviously. If I can go back to my own kids again in their co-op, as we talked about before, before they even leave the school to go to the workplace, they provide them with a ministry of labor level workplace safety training. Even though they know they're going to get this training, the exact same training again in the field, but it's provided twice to reinforce it. Also, if I may, to speak to any student who's listening, or even if you're not a student or you're a new hire or anybody new to a job or position, you're not expected to know everything. So ask questions before you commit to something. There's way too many examples of people being hurt or even worse, hurting somebody else, just because they didn't know or they were just too embarrassed to ask.
That's a good tip. Ask questions.
Yes, of course. It's the best way to learn.
Yeah. So can you talk about any best practices that parents and workplaces can prepare to ensure a safe work environment for learning?
Oh, sure. Something we do at TSSA at the start of all of our meetings, any meeting we have, we start with a safety moment. So whoever's hosting a meeting, they'll have a simple or a quick discussion. Try to pick a timely topic like winter driving when you're changing from fall to winter. Talk about strategies for that, or that's just an example, you know, working in the hot or cold, or sometimes it's a video, sometimes an article, but we always follow that up with a discussion. So employers and employees, they should always be talking about safety. It's even required by law that you talk safety, and that's all spelled out in different formats, of course. But in the construction industry, I know I work in the elevator industry in construction, and at the beginning of each day, we always held what we call the safety talk. And from there, we talk about what we're about to do, how we're going to do it, and what the risks are. So talking out a job before doing it often reveals a hidden risk that no one thought about before. So if I can, being prepared is so important. You know, if I may, I have a little saying I always like to use. People don't plan to fail. People fail to plan.
That's a good saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you for your time. Once again, Les Simonthy from the Technical Standards and Safety Authority. If you want to find out more about their organization, visit their website at www.tssa.org. Thank you, Les.